Okay, guys, welcome to the Security DevRoom talk about application whitelisting in Linux environment by Radovan Sroka.
Hello, Fosden. My name is Radovan Sroka, and I'm working as a software engineer in Red Hat in Brno. And I'm very excited to be here and as a speaker and as a developer. So let's talk about application whitelisting. What is an application whitelisting? Well, it is a security practice where the application or the software itself is able to run according to its presence on the list. And usually, administrator is responsible for maintaining such a list. So it's his choice what will be on this list. Why is that so important? Well, it adds another level of security to the system, and application whitelisting capability is a part of the many certification schemes such as Common Criteria and many others. This basically pushes software vendors to implement some sort of application whitelisting solution. So where is Red Hat? Well, we introduced FA Policy Framework in RHEL 8.1 and Fedora 29, and it's available to use for everyone. FA Policy Framework is a very simple and lightweight solution, and it benefits from RPM and DNF integration. It has also audit support, and it is built upon FA Notify API. FA Notify API is a kernel API, which is very similar to iNotify. Who knows? iNotify can watch file system events based on system calls like open, read, write, and close. But FA Notify can also watch exec system calls. And moreover, it's blockable on system call side. That means that system call will be paused until decision has been made on the other side. So this is very simple scenario how FA Notify can work. So we have two processes here. The first on the left is bash, which is being watched, and it would like to run a ps command, standard Linux utility. And this system call is will be on hold. Execution of this system call will be on hold, and kernel will notify the daemon, which is the watcher in this case, FA Policy daemon, and it sends